Welcome to Snowmobile Sessions Live on YouTube and your favorite podcast platforms. It's the number one destination to learn about snowmobiling, network with other sledders, and have an awesome time doing it. We'll meet other snowmobilers that share your passion and show your fan photos along the way. Snowmobile Sessions Live. Enjoy the ride.
This episode of Snowmobile Sessions Live is brought to you by Energy Power Sports. They're Oakville's full-line BRP dealer with sales and service to all BRP models and so much more. Energy Power Sports always has the fun in store with a wide selection of clothing, parts, and accessories for all your power sports passions. Make Energy Power Sports your source for Can-Am off-road, ATV, and side-by-sides. Can-Am on-road Ryker and Spyder, including the sporty F3S, Sea-Doo watercraft, and Switch pontoon boats. And Alumacraft fishing boats powered by Mercury Marine. Put yourself on a Manitou pontoon or a Widescape stand-up snowmobile. Energy Power Sports is the home for Lynx and Ski-Doo snowmobiles for the entire family. Do you feel the energy? Energy Power Sports. 879 Cranberry Court, Oakville, Ontario. Or online, energypowersports.ca. Fan photos are brought to you by Fast Track Snowmobile Traction. This season, quit sliding sideways on the ice and losing races to your buddies. A Fast Track stud kit will help you with improved braking and give you the arm-ripping acceleration you crave. I put over 3,000 clicks last season on my Renegade 850, and I'll tell you, these studs exceeded my expectations. Not one broken stud, my Ida wheels still look like new, and they hooked up like I was on rails in the twisties, inspiring confidence every ride. Fast Track Top Gun kits are the highest rated stud kit at 4.9 stars with over 230 reviews. The studs are heat treated stainless, so they are strong and they don't rust. The kit is lighter, easier on the track, and has a lifetime warranty against braking. Each kit comes with a track specific template for complete balance with over double the scratch lines from stock templates. All listeners, when purchasing a stud kit, can get a free install kit, a $30 value. Visit fasttrack.co. Add both products to the cart and use the coupon code SNOW at the checkout. That's FASTTRAC.CO.
All right. Welcome aboard, everybody. Good night. Snowmobile Sessions Live. Look at my green screen here. Don't you guys like that? Let us know if you can hear us okay. We have a little different setup tonight, and we hope we can pull this off tonight to get this going. But I'm going to start to introduce the crowd here. We have Mary Dancer. This is a team Tracks for Rex riding in the Kelly Shire breast cancer ride this February. We have Mary Dancer. We have
Shannon
and Marcy. And we also have Sherry, who's a first-time rider this year as well. And John Luke, of course, is joining us in the house. How's everyone tonight?
Oh, great.
Excellent. Perfect. Yeah. I know. The house cleaning here. Jake the Master, he bought a beer $4.99. So I'm just going to reach the screen and grab it here. Ah, there. Thanks, Jake the Master. $4.99 super chat there. So anyway, we're going to sit down and just have a chat. Let me know if you can hear us okay. And away we go. So we'll start with Mary. Tell us a little about who you are and what you're about. What was your drive to get into the Kelly Shires run?
Yeah, well, it's super exciting to be here. Thanks so much for hosting my team. I've been riding for over 30 years, and Kelly Shires Foundation has been doing it about 24 years, and we would go to the Snowmobile Show in Toronto every year, visit the booth, meet a bunch of fantastic ladies, always buy my ticket to win the sled, and they always would say, you know, come and join us. And I said, one day I'm going to do it. It's kind of a bucket list thing. And this year, just with everything, I said to a couple of my friends, I said, you know what, I think this year is the year, ladies. And they said, yes, let's do it. And it's super exciting to be involved. So at the Snowmobile Show, we went and talked to them again. And we said, we're on board. We're a team of five. And they were really excited to have us. So
Right on. So it's just for fun more than anything else.
It's for fun. And I mean, cancer touches everybody's lives in one way or another, whether it's breast cancer or some other type of cancer. And, you know, it's a good feeling to be able to raise some money for a great organization and help families out. People will never meet. And just know that we've reached out to women and families across Canada.
Okay, excellent. And what about yourself?
Similar to Mary, I've been riding for about 20 years. I started in college with my now husband. He decided he was going to snowmobile and brought me along for the ride. And now it's become family recreation. Both of our boys ride, and we've had a lot of great time over the years. And I, like Mary, I've always gone to the snowmobile show. I've seen the Kelly Shires booth and said, I'm going to do it. And now we have a group of ladies, because for so long it was just Mary and I and the guys. So now we have a group of ladies that were all on board, and they were like, this will be a really fun weekend. Yeah. So yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Right on. And Marcy?
I've only been riding for 2 years. This is my second year.
Excellent.
So this is going to be an experience for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just trying to get away and do something fun. Good cause.
Yeah, so when you ride new riders, I mean, that's the thing. It's hard to find female riders. I mean, we go through it every year when we're booking our annual sled trip, and we always want the wives to join us, kind of thing. Is it exciting to get involved with some more experienced riders?
They're very patient with me, let me tell you. Because I started off very well to get used to it, and except the men and the ladies have all been very patient, and I managed to make it through my first overnight trip last year.
Excellent. Awesome. Excellent. I'm going to pass the microphone around. I think we have enough. And Sherry, what about yourself? This is something that we just found out today.
Yay.
That this is a surprise to us. Have you been thinking about this for a while?
Since I just found out. Just now, but I didn't know it existed. I didn't. So last year is my first year on a sled on my own side channel. So I think it's a great cause, and everything that I have read on the internet about it, I think it's actually better than a lot of other ones. I think it's because all the money is going to families. Exactly. It's not going toward research. It's going to where the money is needed.
Exactly.
I forget who said it was going to, because cancer touches everyone.
Yeah.
But you know how much of a toll it takes on. It's not just getting back and forth to the hospital.
Yeah.
It's the gas, it's lodging, it's the food, it's the meals, it's everything else.
Yeah.
And when I saw that that's how the money was dispersed, I'm like, this is the way to go. This is where the money should go.
Yes.
And that's what Kelly Shires, who, like her namesake, is she was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she realized how much isn't covered by, like, you know, our government health care or private plans. And she realized there is a gap, and her and her best friend started the foundation, and unfortunately she did succumb to breast cancer, but her best friend has kept the organization going in her namesake, and that's what they do. You know, anybody in Canada can apply, and it helps cover transportation, gas, wigs, prosthetics, you know, whatever that gap is. So it's awesome. So yeah, we're excited. We're excited to have you along with us.
I'm excited to go.
That's all right.
So is it a team of six now? Is that what
is it a team of six, Sherry?
I am assuming.
Is it a team of six?
Yes.
Now, if we get a wig, could I be seven? I don't know. What do you think, chat? Should I go in there seven and just call myself Carissa or something like that?
It's a nice long pink wig.
Yeah, for sure. So what you guys might not know is, as we launched this show, actually it was before we launched this show, we kicked off a kick-ass auction online. And if you remember last year, our auction was a huge success. We raised almost $5,500 for cancer charities. And we did that in, I think it was a week. So we had an extra week here. So John Luke and I set a goal for 10 grand. And we have some pretty crazy prizes, but it is live right now at snowmobilesessions.com. And why don't we do this? It can't be from someone in the U.S., but someone in Canada. The first person that, that goes to snowmobilesessions.com and puts in the chat what the big prize is for auction for grabs, and we'll give you a bottle of XPS maple syrup. I hope that's okay.
That's okay.
Okay.
Again, we cannot have, unfortunately, and this is not our fault, it's the U.S. government issue. We cannot ship food to the U.S. That's the issue.
Okay, it can be anybody coming on the sessions ride, and I'll bring it with me. How's that? So boot over there and let me know what you see that you think might be the big ticket item for the Snowmobile Sessions auction. Snowmobilesessions.com. I'll go through some of the prizes and the sponsors we have for this year's auction, and it's going to blow away what we did last year, and I think 10,000 is an easy target to hit. And the idea is we want to send as many of these riders to the Kelly Shires ride as we can, and then as my description says, if we can put it to some other cancer charities, we definitely will. And one of the things, my drive behind this year is, and it's kind of ironic, as you know me, I did the Belts Off for Cancer contest in the spring. Take your belts off. I welcome men and women to do the challenge with me. And it was for prostate and colon cancer. And in July, my wife was diagnosed, unbeknownst to me at the time doing the little contest. She was diagnosed with stage 2 colon rectal cancer, had surgery to remove a 10 centimeter mass. So this is very important to me this year. I know John Luke's been in touch with cancer as well with the passing of his father. So we're all in on this fundraising opportunity this year, and it's great to have a partner like John backing this with putting all the cards on the table. And Corey Brock, he gets the syrup. The Mini Z200, he says, is the grand auction bidding item, courtesy of Energy Power Sports. Thank you, John Luke. Big round of applause for John Luke. I can't do it on the mic. There we go. So. But so I want to talk to you all about, and especially Sherry as well. It's kind of cool you're here because you said you're a new rider. And for anybody that's, I mean, the majority of my audience is men, they may be thinking of getting their wives involved in the sport. And what would be your advice? And I want each one of you to come up with a point for me, and we'll pass this around. What would be your advice to a new female rider or a husband wanting to maybe I should get my wife interested, but she's not there yet. She doesn't seem to express any interest in it. What is your advice to us men and even the women watching that we can take home and kind of get some more involvement? Because I love this. We'll start with Sherry down at the end.
I'm probably going to say patience. I think the very first time out on my sled, so I bought a 22 Renegade 600 Ace. I think it was the lowest horsepower machine that I could possibly buy, but I wanted to feel comfortable. My first day out, I was in Halliburton Forest, and I remember taking a couple first corners, doing 35 kilometers an hour, and through my earpiece, I am screaming at my husband that I swear that he's trying to kill me. 35 kilometers an hour. I remember that I was so upset. I'm like, this is too fast. We're going around the corners too fast. This is horrible. It's 10 kilometers into where we had to go. I just remember the utter panic. But as the kilometers went by and he didn't say anything, probably start, it's just a little bit more every day, a little bit quicker, chasing someone a little bit further. I enjoyed riding at night because I didn't feel like there was anybody oncoming to me. I don't know if ladies are the same way. At night, I felt like at least I could see them. So for me, it was all about safety. But as the whole season went on, by the end of the season, I'm going across the lakes and the machine tops out at 120 kilometers an hour. I'm like, there's nothing left. There's nothing left. Let's go.
I love
so,
that.
But it's true. It is. I mean, but it we all learn at different paces. We all learn. And if it's not something that you're used to, you really don't know, especially if you don't have, I want to say, support of other women. So I didn't have another woman in my life to be like, Sherry, we'll sneak out once the boys go to bed. We'll sneak out while they're drinking beer and we'll go. I didn't have that opportunity. And now that I have a machine, I make sure that when we go out, I encourage other wives, take my machine, go. I don't want to see you for an hour. Have fun. And they have. And it's nice to see even those women come back and already place orders and want our my trade. But
the story started four years ago.
Oh, almost
4 years ago.
I gotta you're going to embarrass the other living heck out of me now.
When we opened Energy February 19th, 2019, right? We got some units on the ground in a showroom. And of all the units, Sherry would easily get on a Sea-Doo, get on a Spider. She'd get on a quad, reluctantly, but on quad. But the Ski-Doo, she was literally detouring in the showroom, avoiding the Ski-Doo. And I said, I want you to sit
true.
On it. You need to,
it's
you
so
need
to true.
Feel it. You need to, I'm like, no. And when she sat on it, she's like, the unit is in the showroom. It's not moving. But Sherry had a fear of the Ski-Doo. She really did. And I kept telling her, of all the products we do sell here, the most thrilling, albeit an 89-day season, very, very short season, it is the most thrilling sport we sell. In my opinion,
it is.
And I said, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. Trust me. So we put on demos. She refused to take it year one.
Correct.
Year two, I think you sat behind
I
me,
did.
David.
Yes, yeah.
And last year, bought her own sled, has never looked back. Yeah. So it's been awesome. And now helping and teaching other, because we do get, you know, in the last couple of years with COVID, about 46% of new buyers, of the buyers have been new buyers. And would you not say about 30% of women?
I find it's a lot, like ever since the last 4 years we've been here, I have found that it is more women coming into it. And a lot more women are interested in a lot of like how.
Yeah.
What do I need is probably a couple more questions that I get asked.
I want to do it. I just don't know how I put it into action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, in saying that, I was listening to another podcast on the way here, actually, and it was about female riders. And the one rider that was on there said that their club does a wife swap. So, because your husband sounds good, right, ladies? But in all seriousness, no, they call it the wife swap, because if you're learning with your husband, he may yell at you, or and they're saying you bring all your household problems to the trail when you ditch the sled and all hell will break loose and they'll be mad about something you didn't even do or that, you know, leaving the toilet seat up 4 years ago, that type of thing. So what they do is the husband and wives all meet at the club and all switch riders. So you know, one person's wife would ride with that guy and the other person's wife would ride with that guy, and then they all learn from that. And I thought that's a brilliant idea, you know.
It's actually a really good idea. I mean, you said you're quite new as well. Is it the same kind of idea for you?
It is. So my group that I sled with, they're very patient.
Okay.
Very patient with me. My husband's the same way. They all took their time in teaching me things and showing me how to do things. And it was great. Like, I went out one weekend on a Saturday for maybe 60 kilometers.
Yeah,
and then
a short ride.
And then the weekend after that, they're like, okay, we're going to do an overnight. I'm like, what? An overnight? Are you insane? But we did it, and I think I hit everything that could possibly happen that weekend. Driving down the trail, we were taking a corner, and someone came into my lane and kind of pushed me off the trail, but I recovered and got back. The next day coming home, massive snowstorm, and the snow was sticking to your visor. So you had to take your hand off and wipe your visor and keep going. And then, like, one corner,
away from the cottage, and I went into the rhubarb. But it was fun, and I enjoyed it, and got out, and we just kept going. Wow. It's just a lot of patience and having a group with you that's patient, right?
Yeah, excellent. What do you ride? I want to know, each one of you, what your sled is that you're riding this year. So, I'm really curious on Sherry, too, because she said she upgraded, but you start there.
So I'm a 2018 Scoo Renegade 600.
Nice. Great machine.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I have a 2019 Polaris Indy 600 XC.
Get her out of here.
My very first sled was a little safari.
No, that's good. What's your advice for new riders?
My advice for new riders is to go slow and patient, especially like we have friends that try to get their wives involved. Putting them on a sled at 8 o'clock in the morning and riding for 8 hours and not stopping is not a great way to get your wife involved in the sport. So yeah. I recommend a little bit of a ride in the morning, stop for a nice lunch, a little bit of ride in the afternoon, and that's a nice way to ease somebody into the sport that isn't comfortable with it.
That's a great tip. That's a great tip.
Yeah, because so many women have been like, oh, no, my husband took me. I absolutely hate it. I'm never going back. My kidneys hurt. My back hurts. They bounce me around on the back of their sled for 8 hours, and I hate it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, well, no, you got to try it a different way, and you'll really like it and can control. Get on your own sled.
Do you think that people that are riding on the back and hating it should get their own sled?
Absolutely. Our first year, when my husband bought his sled when we were young, I rode, I think, 2 weekends on the back of his, and I was, this is not happening. And that's when I got this little safari. But I was in control, and it changed the whole dynamic of it.
Excellent. Well, let's pass that over to Mary.
Okay. Hopefully, Mary, have the right answers.
Yeah. Right. They already took all the good ones.
Yeah,
they already took all the good answers.
So I'm riding a 2019 MXZ 600R. I love it. And my advice, I guess, to new riders or getting people involved, much the same as Shannon, it's you just got to take your time. And I really encourage you to drive yourself. Even start in the yard and get the feel of, you know, the throttle and what it's got, and then go for a little bit. Pack your snacks. Stop. That's what we did when we introduced the kids. We started riding again with our kids. They were 5 and 8, and you pack snacks and hot chocolate, and you go for a little bit, and then you stop, and you make it an adventure. And they are passionate about it now. And I think you can do that for introducing anybody, whether it's kids, women, new guys to the sport. Just take it easy. It doesn't have to be a marathon.
Yeah,
that'll come later. That'll come later.
But I've even noticed over the last few years on the trail, there's more and more women on the trail. Like before, when we used to ride, it was very seldom that you would see ladies out. And now they're everywhere. It's
true.
So nice to see.
It is. It's really good to see. So Corey Brock was saying his wife rode this her first season last year. She killed it last year, and I agree. I rode with her too, and she's going to put a lot of guys to shame this year. She's on a 600 sport. These 600s are great machines. That's a common answer here. Excellent. That's all you need, really, right? So it's funny you mentioned you started on an old safari, and that's what this person was saying. This girl on the podcast today was saying that she thinks you should start on an older sled if you're worried about tippiness of the new ones. Mm-hmm. And she said, because they're lower center of gravity, they're slower, they're usually, the belts are slipping more, so they are a little bit more forgiving and that kind of thing. But when you get into the 600 sport, going up to the E-Tech, and then from there you can kind of use it as a stepping stone to keep going. So I pass this over to Sherry. We're going to learn what her sled of choice is now.
Of choice
or your sled up when you're riding us.
So I'm really happy right now with the 600 ace, except for the fact that now it only tops out at 120 kilometers an hour.
There's a turbo kit you can John Luke will set you up with.
Avoid the warranty.
Oh, well, in that case, for next year, I think I'm going to spring order. I just don't know what yet. I'm going to be another Renegade, and I know it's going to be 900. I just haven't decided 900 Ace, 900 Ace Turbo, 900 Ace Turbo R.
Nice.
That I haven't decided yet. It'll probably be the Turbo R.
Yeah.
But it'll be one of the other two. So I'm really interested in trying out the Enduro.
Yeah.
I think that one's going to be a great machine. Yeah. I think it's going to have a lot of everything that I'm ever going to need.
Heated seat.
Yeah. I know.
the feature that everybody likes.
Yeah, the heated seat. So I think that might be the next one.
Yeah, excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, that's very cool.
Who knew?
John, do you have any tips for new riders, men or ladies? Like, what are your thoughts?
Well, obviously, this year, and this is partly why we wanted to offer that prize. But you know, we can't forget the little kids. Mary alluded to it. Her kids were 5 and 8 when they started. So what I really like this year, obviously, is we've got an array of products for the entire family. But the advice that to me, it's all about safety first and foremost. And then we really try, whenever we deliver a unit, particularly to the new people, you know, we always ask them, you know, what the background is, where they ride, who they ride with, what's their experience level. Because how many times have we had a customer walk in here, sometimes in shoes in the dead of winter, saying, I need the fastest thing you've got. And so you ask them, okay, so where do you ride and what's your experience? Oh, I've ridden this, but my friends tell me I need an 850.
Yeah. We've heard that a lot.
We hear that a lot. And so, you know, an 850 is a fantastic sled, extremely powerful. I don't think people understand the sheer power of these machines and the rest of the equipment. Because it's one thing to buy the sled, but it's the rest of the equipment, starting with, of course, your helmet.
Yeah.
So we try to encourage people to get as much information as possible. Sherry is great because she has a place at Halliburton Forest and really has learned there, right? You've learned to sled there. It's a great spot. So there are some spots like Halliburton Forest where there's not too much traffic because of the limitation on permits. And we encourage people to go there. Rent a sled before you buy one. Is this really for you? You know, because you really need to understand a few things. And there's a lot of information online that we try to provide people. And it's always around safety, right? It's unfortunately, you know, like anything else, just like getting a car, you know, you're in a powerful machine. So you got to be very, very careful. But yeah, just ride right to your limit, I suppose. You know,
is
a good advice. So because we'll enjoy speed and fun, and it is fun to go fast. But there's people around you. There's also trees around you sometimes. so we got to be careful.
Yeah, and just jump right out at
you. Yeah.
So. Sneaky trees.
Right.
We always tell our new riders, never try and catch up. Like, if you fall a little bit behind, don't feel you have to catch up. They'll wait for you at the corner. Like, because that's when people do just ride a little bit out of their comfort zone or a little bit above their ability, and that's when
they push your limit, right?
Right. They're thinking, oh, I'm falling behind. I got to get going.
And I think you can't be embarrassed.
Right.
You know, it's okay to be the last. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, to each his own. I mean, my wife, she enjoys watching scenery around her. Like, to her, that's part of the adventure. You talked about adventure earlier. Mm-hmm. And to Marlene, it's to ride around and look at the beauty, especially, you know, after a snowstorm and the snow still in the trees, there's nothing better.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to add, Gary, you know, in the last couple of years, because of COVID and restrictions and all that stuff, a lot of people found that these power sports things that we offer are a great way to escape, obviously. And it really, really is. And it's important that, you know, people have been studying for 30, 40, 50 years. Doesn't matter how long you've been doing it, are accepting and welcoming these people because it's so important to our sport, for the serenity of the sport, for it to continue. You know, we need to bring the young kids, men or women, it doesn't really matter, but we need the more people, the better. So the trails can get groomed and maintained, and so manufacturers can continue to invest in technology and bring us exciting products.
Excellent. Perfect.
Yeah, and if someone's thinking about joining us in the Kelly Shires weekend, there is 6 different levels of rides.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if you are brand new and, you know, there's everybody leaves same day. We ride all day Saturday. They leave at different times. We all go to the same place for lunch, but it's different lengths of rides. So you have experienced riders right through to people who are brand new. So everybody's riding with like-minded ability and, you know, they're having a good time and everybody's riding safely.
Yeah, that's right. Because there's the hooter haulers that are the fast group. There's, I can't remember the names. Do you remember some of the names?
Team Turtles.
Love it.
Yeah, there's the Rock. The rock, that's the middle one.
That's the middle of the road. I think most of us have decided to ride in that because, you know, even in our group of women, there's like Marcy's new to the sport. Rachel, who's not here, she's new to the sport. She only bought her sled last year. So, and then Lori has been riding a little bit longer. So yeah, we kind of said, well, we'll do the Rock because Marcy and Rachel felt more comfortable with us. And then Mary's going to go into the Hooter Haulers. We're excited about that.
Yeah. And saying our friend Amy that's involved and she donated some things to DSG. She takes a group and I don't think she's the bottom level. The Turtles, she's the next level up, and it's got a really cool name too, but pardon me, I forgot. She's in the chat. Make sure you post it. But yeah, it's the Bosom Cruisers. Yeah.
I think that might be it.
That might be the one. Yeah, because it's got a funky name. I know that for sure. So
the right now, the current bid is $1,000.
$1,000 on the Mini Z. Imagine riding away on a Mini Z for $1,000. Come on. That's great. So we got to, on that auction, like we'll go through the pictures soon. Energy Power Sports, thank you so much for the Mini Z. That's amazing. We have Tech Rider, Tech Vest, Fast Track, Snowmobile Traction Products, $150 US gift certificate. We have from MotoJungle.ca, B2 Stinger, LED headlights. We have 5 sets. Daco Powers, who was on the show a few weeks ago, 10 XTX belts, your sled, any make, any model. Go ahead and grab them. Up to, we have 10 separate bids on that. Curve Industries, great show we had last year. Look it up. Nick's given us a set of medium green curve access skis, which will be dynamite on any sled. And we'll go through them. And I know I'm forgetting someone right now, but I'm kind of on the spot, and away we go. But we have a super chat here from Drew, DP Rocks. Don't spend your university money, buddy. But he says, I can't stop looking at a photo of your new machine. Looks at kill. The season's going to be great. Can't wait to see some of the fans at the Sportsman Lodge ride. Brap. And he gives me the old devil horns. I posted a picture of Bullwinkle 2.0 on Instagram tonight, and I'm so excited. I walk in here, and Jean-Luc surprised me that it's ready and on the floor, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm too busy to look at it right now. I had to take a break and drool over it a little bit, so I love it. I just love it. So,
big screen.
Yeah, big screen. I can't wait. So get Netflix on that thing, and away we go. So it's pretty cool. So you found out about the Kelly Shires ride for the Toronto Snowmobile Show. Did you have to convince these people to go with you, or were they already on the fence with riding?
Well, I think Shannon, she's known about it for so many years as well. And, we were, 4 of us were together, waiting in line at a funeral home, actually.
Yeah. Wow.
For somebody that we all knew, and we were standing waiting to get in, and we were chatting about different things, and I said, you know what, ladies, I think it's time. And there was no convincing to be had. All 4 of them, and then our 5th is Shannon's sister-in-law. So
excellent.
So there was no convincing to be done, and then as soon as they went on the website and got the information, like the cherry, and realized what it's about, and just the whole how it all goes down, no question, we're doing it.
So. Yeah, excellent. Now, are you ladies self-sufficient? Do you unload your sled from the trailer, or will your husbands be there to do it? Like, are you going to say, this is our gig, stay home, dudes, this is ladies only, or are they going to be there staying at where are they staying?
No, not staying there. No, they're going to
They're going to drop us off.
They're going to drop us off, and they're going to Mary and Jeff's cottage.
Nice. That's perfect.
They're going to have a guys' weekend.
Oh, perfect. Excellent.
Got to come retreats on Sunday.
That's great. That's great. Well, maybe you'll pass them on the trails and be pulling them out of the out of the ditch.
I
think
I gotta stay away from that.
I was actually on the trails up in the, I think it was the Kearney area in 1 year, and the Kelly Shark ride was going on, and it was just awesome to see like 35 sleds or whatever it was, and they're all wearing pink boas, and they have their helmets with pink mohawks on, and it's really cool. So, and then there's another group stop down the trail, but you can go on pace, which I think is really cool, and it doesn't matter what level rider you're at, you can go into the ride. So it's well designed in that thing. And I want to talk to you after the event, because apparently the opening ceremonies is life changing. So I'll just say that, but I do want to talk to you and get your reaction after that. If you even do a little video for me from after that event and just give me your 2 cents worth on that, because I've heard a lot of feedback from people that after the opening ceremony. So I can't wait to hear your response on that. So, I think what we'll do is we'll try and go through some, we'll go through some fan photos, but I apologize for the fans that sent in photos this week. We're having some technical difficulties as usual, but we'll show those photos next week. But I have photos from Mary showing her escapades. We'll go through some chats here on my phone and just make sure that we're not missing anything here. If anybody has any questions, by all means, post them up in the chat. I am getting them on my phone here, and away we go. So we have Jeff Fly Low. He was the first in the house. He says, evening, everyone. Corey Brock, of course, he gives us a wave. Renegade X, good evening, ladies. Gentlemen, too, he says. Jeff Fly Low, he's giving us a weather forecast, 9 to 18 inches of snow in the next few days. Skidoo 600 cars in here. There's one you can ride with these ladies. Yeah. I might put a clinic on for you. Yeah. Pro Polaris Rob Dominator. Hey, guys. And Jacob Masser, he started out with a $4.99 super chat. Mike Goolies, of course. Wisco thought that was like $50 Canadian, and I told him it just filled the RAM up there with that $4.99. At least 330 packs is what Masser says. Uncle Buck's in there. Mrs. Uncle Buck will be watching. She should join these ladies for a ride. Gary's Angels. That should be your team name. There we go. Yeah. Maybe that was on the wife swap comment. I don't know. There's got to be something on there. So they all say the sound sounds really good. Who else? Robert Gilmore. First time watching live. Watching from New York at Roundax. That's great. Pink and blue hair. LOL. What else? Sarah Stone is in the house. Do you know Sarah?
That's
yeah.
my daughter.
That's your daughter? Right on. Perfect. Whitetail Stables is nice. You know, we got lots in here. So just going through, we didn't see anything. Drew spending all his university money. Yeah, for sure. Wisco, Miss Wisco Sledheads is coming on the ride. She just got a new Renegade 850. Bobby O, John Luke, how do I get one of those yellow Adirondack chairs?
Yeah, so this question we get a lot here, right here. Yeah, the chairs are usually outside, but for the winter they come inside. Those chairs actually are available at Oakville Home Leisure. A friend of mine, Jay,
nice.
He's also a customer. He's got a couple Sea-Doos with us, and you got to check them out. They've got by far the best entertainment for your home, for your basement, pool tables, spa. They got it all, patio furniture, the best stuff. Oakville Home Leisure on Spears Road in Oakville. They're awesome.
Nice. These aren't wooden, they're actually plastic. So
very heavy.
They're very heavy. Yeah.
Extremely heavy. They won't blow in the wind. I can guarantee that.
They're not the ones you find in the lake off the dock. So no. Anyway, I'm gonna pass the mic over. I'm gonna call up the photos that you sent in and we'll go through them, and away we go. And I got a sneak peek of the photos and they're pretty awesome. I just gotta say that. So bear with me a second here. I just got to call some stuff up, and hopefully this works. I need someone to chime in and let me know if they can see it okay. And
ask Corey Brock.
I was going to say, can you ask Corey?
Corey's our moderator tonight, and away we go. So I just have to... So Corey, if you can hear this, and of course you can because you're always on, but message us on Messenger. load up the slideshow.
Yeah, we're loading it up right now.
So Neil Owen is the $1,000 bidder on the PC.
Right on. Thank you, Neil.
Thanks, Neil
Owen. He hasn't won it yet, though. So.
No, but he's a current
highest bidder.
Yeah, highest bidder right now.
But
so.
Considering the amount of phone calls that we get.
Yeah. We must get right now 5 to 10 a day on the Muzet. It's unbelievable.
It is insane.
We've kept, we believe, is the last one, according to BRP, is the last one available right now. We've kept it for this event. So, yeah.
Excellent.
That's highly sought after. For sure.
Excellent. Thank you. Yeah. Well, they were a spring order item, and they were the first item to sell out, if I'm right.
That's
is that
great.
Right?
Every dealer got only a handful, if a handful. So, you know, we, yeah, I mean, dealers have been asking for these to come back for years. So, as I mentioned earlier, it's important to get the kids in, start them young.
Yeah.
Our boys had a little 120 when they were little, and they...
And learned.
I don't know how many laps they did at the cottage. We lost track. I think they put ruts in the grass. Come springtime, but yeah, we definitely got our money's worth with that little sled for them.
Makes
them
a better rider for sure.
Oh, I gotta give it permission to capture my screen.
Let's keep chatting.
Yeah, keep chatting. And
can I ask you ladies a question?
Sure.
Yeah. What are you guys running for, like, clothing? Like, what? Oh. Like, do you have a mono suit? Do you have a two-piece? Like, what's your...
I just bought a mono suit
okay.
last year. It's a flotation.
Okay.
And I love it. Do you? Yes, I love it.
You ride a lot on lake, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, I just a two-piece.
You have a two-piece?
Yeah, I have a two-piece.
Yeah. And the only reason why I'm asking, I'm... In exactly a kind of what's happening here is exactly what I see in the floor, because a lot of times when obviously women, even if they're the passenger, they're coming in, I'll get grabbed and get asked. I own a mono suit and I am 100% in love with it, and I can say a million different reasons on why, but I just wondered if it was just me, because it seems to be hard to convince, not convince, but it's a hard sell. The mono suit that you have to get into it,
I think once you wear a mono suit, you're like, why did I not buy this?
Yeah, I wear a mono suit.
I love it.
I wear a Lynx mono suit. And I love it. It's comfortable. I feel much more loose inside.
Yes.
I feel like I get much better control when I sit on it. It doesn't feel like I got to pull my pants on top. It just kind of, everything fits.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the other two that aren't, like, what kind of benefits? Are you just never tried a mono suit, or...
I never tried a mono suit.
I've never tried one. No.
Well, great news. We got them here.
Yeah.
See, I'm already trying to sell.
There you go.
That's what's going on.
No, but it is different. It feels completely different because you don't have anything like, you know, that sort of having a belt feeling.
Yes.
You don't have it's no. loose
yeah,
in the center.
Great. I know Lori who rides with us, she has a mono suit, and Rachel has tried a mono suit, but she's really tall and she says it doesn't fit her properly.
She'd come back and try again. So the lineup that's new now, I think it's more of a unisex line that they've done now. It's tall enough, and I'm short. So I'm only 5'3". So when I get on it,
5'2".
Well, when I get on, like, the legs are further than it should, and I kind of have to pick it up because I'm short. I'm pretty sure, but again, men, even no matter what size men are, they're pretty much almost always built the same.
Exactly.
Women are not.
Yes.
So, and that's why it's always for me. I really like two piece, but I didn't find, you know, I couldn't find top that fit all right. Couldn't find anything else. And to get into the mono suit, I'm just like, oh,
there
okay, now I can wear whatever I want underneath.
Yeah.
And I still feel okay.
Yeah, I love it.
Because it, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but for me, it was all about comfort and being warm. Was probably one of the biggest things, right? Accessibility pockets.
Okay, we got some pictures here.
Ah,
nice.
There we go.
So I don't know if you can see that there. Can
you
see on the screen here? I'm gonna get full
there
up.
There we
here.
Go.
But and let me know in the chat if you can still hear and see what's going on here. But we have some flickering happening.
Yeah. So that is by the rail trail. That goes from like from Elmville to Midland.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that's just off to the side there, and that was a couple years ago. Those are an 09 and an 11 TNTs, and then the 2017 Blizzard in the back there.
Whose Blizzard is that?
That was my son's, but then I ended up with it for a couple of years after that.
Great machine.
I loved riding that machine too.
Was that a 600 as well?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And those are some nice sleds too. So you've been riding, again, how many years?
Well, probably 35. We started on a Blizzard 5500.
You started when you're minus 7 years old?
I know. Hard to believe, eh, Gary?
Wow. You're not supposed to count the time that you're in the womb and all that.
Okay.
That's not fair.
Yeah. Yeah, so we've driven a bunch of different things over the years. So,
what was your favorite, most memorable snowmobile?
You know what? I love that Blizzard. That's in that picture.
Nice. Yeah. Good looking sleds, too.
I like my MXZ 600R that I've got now. It's a completely different ride than the Blizzard was. Like, you have to be a very active rider on it, I find.
Yeah.
But my oldest son, he tends to buy them new, and then I buy them from him, and he always gives me lots of pointers.
So you get you got to change that. Your son's got to get your hand-me-downs. Right,
know.
Drew?
Right, DP Rocks? For sure.
Yeah. So that one is, that's out on Lake Cha-Ching.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Same sleds?
Right? Yeah.
Same sleds. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Same year, yeah. Same sleds.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Is that where you ride most, Mary?
So we have a cottage in the Gravenhurst area, not too far from the Blue Spring Swing Bridge there.
Oh, yeah, cool.
You know, we always go by that bra fence. Everybody knows the
bra fence. Yeah, yeah. I went by there recently. Yeah. There's a video up. Yeah, so yeah. That's
so
pretty cool.
We do like a lot of Orillia, Gravenhurst, Huntsville,
Right on. That's all right. We'll have to get Jeff and you out for a rip sometime.
That'd be perfect.
This winter. We'd love to ride. You're right. That's what I call my neck of the woods.
Yeah, that's our neck of the woods, too. Yeah, for sure. Oh, that's Folliette, the White Moose Folliette there.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's in a restaurant, is it?
It is. There's not, I think there's only two places to eat Folliette. So they have like these white moose. They're very unique to that area. So you're not allowed to hunt them. That one was killed by a train, I think, actually.
Oh, really? Yeah. So the story goes.
So the story goes. That's right. That's right. So
albino moose.
Yeah.
Did it have red eyes? Or?
No, and I don't think they're true albino. They're like a this.
It's a breed.
Yeah, like a these white moose that are there. Yeah, so that's kind of a cool thing. That was a couple of years ago. I was riding the Blizzard from that trip. And we started actually in Kirkland Lake, and then we went to Timmins, Chaplow, up to Wawa, over to Hearst, Cochrane, Gogama, and then back to Kirkland Lake
again. You ripped! That's awesome!
Yeah, so it was quite the saddlebag trip. It was about 1,800 kilometers.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a great trip.
One shot? A few days?
Yep. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So we had our link bags on the back and away we went. So.
Are you comfortable doing that? Like, are you taking lead when you do that? Or is it you're just, what do we got to do? I'll be there.
Yeah. Like the guys plan the trips, like my son and husband, they plan the trip out and, we all have a bit of input on what we're doing, and we have a few favorite places to stay. We have a few that we switched it up along the way too, because it's nice to try some of the different lodges and things, kind of get away from the mainstream. Like when we were in Cochrane last time, we were up at Floods, just north of Cochrane there, and Mike and Wendy were awesome. And you know, it's nice to stay at a few different places. So I had a bit of input to that. So I really wanted to try the Moose Horn too when we were in Chapeau, because they had always talked about it and I had never been, and I'm like, oh, I'd really like to go there. So, you know, they said, okay, we'll go there. So
very cool. Yeah. Very cool. Do you get out riding that far? Like that?
I have not done that brave of a trip yet.
That's cool. Well,
but I have done like smaller loops. Yeah.
Excellent.
this is all stuff, Marcy, you can grow into.
Yeah, 100%, so. Yeah.
But look at the memories here, though. Like, we've only got three pictures in, and she's already talked about the family, and that's really cool. Like, Jeff's obviously been involved in it, and getting your son involved as well, and it's a family affair.
It is, yeah.
And that's what it's about. That's what I love, snowmobiling. Like, so CLC, who's probably snowmobiling is closest to ATVs in terms of people kind of hanging out in packs, I'll call it. Right?
Yeah.
And it's the memories. It's the places you go to. It's a different perspective from driving a car. It takes you places you'd never really imagine. But it's the memories and the bonding with the people.
Yeah. And the people you meet along the way, too, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Like you mentioned, you threw out names of lodge owners. Like, you've known them in your life.
Yeah, they make you feel like you have.
Yeah.
Right?
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. What do we got? The Quickie Mart. This
Quickie
is
Mart.
When you're with the wife swap, you can stop at the Quickie Mart.
Yeah, well, that one is kind of funny because that was like the groomer guy, and we met him in the Quickie Mart. That's Duberville.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The actual real groom.
AKA
groomer guy.
Yeah,
right on.
Exactly. So we met him at the Quickie Mart. So that was that picture. And, and then just down the road from that is the self-serve gas station that you have to pull into. So, Duberville.
So do you, Ontario only, or have you done Quebec?
We have not done Quebec. We've talked about it, but then we ended up just kind of gravitating back towards the Cochrane area.
There you go.
So maybe sometime, though. We haven't, John.
So does this mean Jeff has never been to Quebec?
No, he's never been.
You're kidding.
No. Okay. So maybe
Jeff,
time.
We gotta get to Quebec.
Wow. Well, it is different. I mean, as much, you know, the snow is the snow, but the way the provincial government in Quebec supports the trail system with Ski-Doo, with BRT, it makes it a completely different experience.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I know a lot of people love it.
Sure. This image with 30 sleds all lined up in a row, I live for this. I love seeing that. What are we looking at here?
So that's the Moonbeam Clubhouse near Hearst.
Yeah.
And we went in there for lunch on our trip, and the volunteers in there were amazing. There was all these women in the kitchen, and they were churning out soup and sandwiches, and the atmosphere in there was just amazing. Big long tables, everybody pre-COVID. Just having a great time. Perfect spot to stop.
Sweet.
Yeah.
How many weekends in the winter do you guys ride? Would you say like pretty much every weekend?
Yeah, pretty much every weekend. Yeah.
And how many trips would you do in a season? Like big trips?
Two.
Yeah. Two big ones?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that's good.
So my son played travel hockey, so we kind of fit that in around that. But that's finished now.
We took a little bit of a break where we weren't riding as much when we had the boys travel hockey. But
I'm feeling that right now.
We did as much as we could.
You fit it in though.
And of course, I'm kissing my son Seb. He loves to run. So he's asking me like, how does my schedule look like for snowmobiling? I'm like,
You make it work. Sometimes you divide and conquer, right? You meet them up there, and
having hockey end was the happiest day of my life. And I think Drew would agree, because we were a smaller center, and it wasn't rep hockey. The one year it was an alternative entry rep, but we still traveled everywhere because we're basically farm league, so small rural county. Yes. So for some cities, they always play the same teams. We travel a lot, so it'd be like we're in Peterborough for a tournament, or we're in Niagara Falls for a tournament, and everybody's away sledding. So that's kind of tough. Whose machine is this?
That is my son's. That's mine now, though.
That's my son.
Nice.
Oh, is that the Renegade? Hang on.
I think so, yeah.
Is that?
It's an MXZ.
Yes.
600R.
Yep, that's mine. That's the one I'm riding now.
I love it. Love.
And that's up at Floods.
Floods Landing. Beautiful. How many kilometers or miles do you put on a year?
Probably about 4,000.
Sweet. Good run.
Yeah.
Man, like, respect. Like,
just incredible. Respect to your Jeff, your husband, for taking you everywhere. I mean, that's who deserves it, right?
Yeah, like, I don't know if he has a choice anymore.
Like, I'm going 4,000K. You stay at home, you can come one weekend.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Well, that's because I keep up, Gary.
Yeah, that's it.
How many K's does Sherry have now in her inaugural year?
2,700.
That's good. That's
really good. My foot came in late.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we got missing components.
Yeah, that's excellent.
No, otherwise it would have been an easy 3,500 K.
That's Raven Lake, which is by Dorset.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, that was a beautiful rock face there.
Yeah,
good photo op spot there.
And I think even when we're kind of going through this, it's exactly what you're saying. You know what? It's the family, it's the friends, the people you're meeting along the way. But it's pictures like that.
I know
that it's just like, I need to go there.
I know.
I need to go there. I need to see that. That's amazing. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
It's beautiful. You're not going to see that.
That's what I love about the fan photos. And there's someone posted on Instagram from somewhere. I think it was in the UP. It was a beautiful picture. It was Lucas Malik, and his sled was underneath this train bridge, and somewhere in Michigan. And it was like, I gotta go there. I want to go there. I want to put my sled under that. You know, and it's like, and you see things like this, and every year that's gonna look different. That picture.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But only a sled can't take you there.
Exactly.
Yeah, you see things that you'll never see anywhere else.
You need to let me know where that was, because that's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, and we talked about, you know, slowing down and you know, if you're riding with your spouse and stuff. And she opened my eyes up to something this year, and that we fly through this one section of trail at 50 kilometers an hour, and it's all whoopee hills. And everybody in the chat's heard the story before, but when I was riding with her doing 45 kilometers an hour, we were going through and I went, there's a sled hanging from a tree off the bush. And it's like, it's been there for 50 years or, you know, and it's like a 1960s snow machine and we've never seen it. So then I told my son about it and he said, no way, like, come on. And I go, no, this thing's been there forever. It didn't show up this year. The chain is all rusty. That's hanging from, and I took him there, and he was like, I can't believe this. He goes, we flew past this for a decade, and now we're just seeing this. And it's like that wake up and smell the roses kind of thing, and that's what you deal with, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you may take your wives out, you may learn something, right? So what do we got here? We got Algonquin Park.
Yeah. So we were on our way to Spectacle Lake Lodge.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's one of the places we talked about for the group ride.
Oh yeah.
And that's something we might look at next year as well.
Yeah.
So,
that's our area. Our cottage is up in Barry's Bay, and that's where we tend to ride.
Excellent. Yeah. Lots of good sights to see there.
Have I? Yes.
Yeah. Have I? She just goes where she's dragged. Right? Kibala.
Yeah.
Great area.
Yeah. So that's, like we said, our neck of the woods, all that area. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Muskoka Magic Tour.
Yeah.
Yeah. They made all the snow disappear the year we went. That was magic.
Yeah. That was magic.
Yeah. What's this?
So this is about a 79 Trail Cat. That is my son on there.
Is that Matt? So
that's Jordan.
Jordan.
The next picture is Matt on the back with me, but that's my youngest. And yeah, they started them young. So that was just that was my sister-in-law's sled, actually. And we were just booting around on it at my in-laws. So
yeah.
Is the sled still alive?
I don't know if she still has that one.
I love the stripes.
Yeah.
The stripes are excellent.
The seat.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore. Where they put the effort into the seat.
Yeah.
You know?
So there we are. That was a little while ago.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Your helmet.
I know. It's a beauty, eh?
Someone has stolen my space modulator.
Oh, you're having fun.
Yeah. That's great. Where was that taken? Is that at your home? Or is
that was at my in-laws up in Gravenhurst.
Nice.
Yes.
Just a couple of things real quick, Gary. I got to point out, but look at the size of the windshield.
Yeah.
And it's actually all one piece. There's no brackets, really, like in terms of hardware around it. And look at the steering wheel.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Like, you know, the handlebar, you would say that it almost looks like it's got a riser.
Yeah. It's all molded.
Yeah.
Some of them would have the speedometer up on the top of the
right
handlebar.
There. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that.
Larry and Tyser's got nothing on you, Mary. She's Mary and Tyser.
So that's Moosehorn Lodge in Sheplow. Yeah, it's a beautiful spot.
Yeah.
Their hosts made us very, very welcome.
Yeah. And Sheplow is about the furthest you can go in Ontario, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
You're right at the border, right?
Wow.
So I ice fished there. We snowmobiled, but not for recreation. It was more to ice fish. So, yeah. Nice shot. Love it. And you can rent that cottage?
Yeah. So they have chalets there, and there's a kitchen and everything. But I mean, we're saddlebagging. So, you can also go over to their main house and they put on a beautiful dinner for you.
Nice.
Yeah. And that's Aurelia.
There's a nice old Rev right there.
Yeah. So my son still has that. That's a 2004 500SS. And
nice.
It's.
I love that.
Yeah. Great engine, too.
Yeah.
Bulletproof. Yeah.
It actually has almost 20,000K on it.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
It's just broken in.
Yeah. And it's serial number 2.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that was a beautiful day.
Michael's like, and this is recent, too. This is
a
couple years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, do you still have the Blizzard, too?
No.
You sold it?
Yeah. And there is the ever-changing Vistas of Mary Lake.
Nice! We've got another person hooked on that phrase. I love it.
Yeah,
that's
great. Yeah, it is a beautiful spot.
And it's not like the next day is going to be a different vista here. I love it.
Uber.
So I'm like right, like 5 minutes from there. So if you ever see the Evan change of vistas in Bear Lake, you got to
Oh, yeah. That's just at the cottage with the Blizzard. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it was fun. That was a fun sled to ride.
It's hard to trade up on something like that that you love so much. Right?
Yeah. So these two are like our cottage sleds. We just mess around like on our property with them. It's a lynx and a cheetah.
Cheetah.
Yeah.
Is it a lynx?
Yeah. Wisco sleds. I love the cheetah. Yeah. And it's got the, it's an arctic cat lynx, so not a lynx lynx.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at the seat on that cheetah.
Yeah.
Wisco sled. Give me that helmet, Justin. Look at that.
They're tricky to start, but they go.
Yeah.
You need a wrench on one of them.
I love the poses. Those are awesome.
Yeah.
You need a wrench?
I know. They hold such.
They hold
It takes two of them to get one of them going, but they get it done.
I love it.
Yeah.
Need to travel with a pit crew.
Yeah. Yep, that's Cochrane.
Yeah. I think this is my year to see Cochrane.
Yeah, it is. If you haven't been,
it's
definitely worth the trip.
And that's Cochrane again. I love
this. That's Abitibi Canyon.
Yeah, look at that.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, so you can't get much further north than that.
Yeah.
And that is near Sudbury. I always say the lake wrong. Wanapatibi Lake.
Oh, Wanapate.
Something
lake
along
Wanapate.
That. Yeah. Yeah. So we rented an Airbnb, and it came with a ice fishing hut. So we would go down at night.
Did you actually fish?
We did. We didn't
That's
catch
great.
Anything, but
yeah.
It was kind of a unique thing to do. So,
I used to fish a lot, but then when you get back into snowmobiling, it's like I'd rather be riding than fishing.
Yeah.
Right? So it's more, that's a nice drinking hut. And then when you ride, you don't drink, so it's healthier.
That's
know?
Right.
So I'd rather snowmobile than sit in that all day coming back beers.
And
this is my favorite place.
Is it? Ox Tongue Shelter.
Yeah.
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 So yeah, it's always a cool spot to stop.
Newbies have to have gone to the Ox, though, have you? No, you got to get there this year. Okay. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
What makes it cool?
It's just neat. It's an open air shelter. There's fire in the middle of it. Now, it's only been burning once when I was there. And then the one time I went, that was before we actually see the fire going there. A friend of mine, Jeremy, actually started a fire for us because I go, every time we come here, there's no fire going in the middle of it. And he lit a fire and we had a fire and put some wieners on it or whatever. And away we go. But if you look closely, there's all these signs around the outer edge, and people have signed the wall. Like there's not an inch of the wall that's written on. So you'll see Mudbrats on there and DF and Laddie and all this crazy stuff written on the wall and stickers and all kinds of stuff. But it's a neat spot to stop. So actually from your place, you could probably ride there.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like Dwight area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dwight,
yeah. Okay. So you're across from Halliburton brings you kind of right there.
Absolutely does.
So we actually ran into a gang from Wisconsin that had done a big loop, and they were backpacking, like they're staying as they went along, and that's one of the spots they went to. And then they were crossing below the park to go up to Halliburton where you are. Oh. Yeah. So definitely it's cool in the sense that look at it, but it usually has 2 feet of snow.
Yeah.
So was this March? Was this?
Gosh, I don't know, Gary.
Yeah, it looks like usually it's powdering up. But great shot. And you usually find a bunch of sleds there. Yeah. Like it's kind of neat that everybody's hanging out there.
The snow's melted.
Snow's melted. This
look
is
at
up.
The bass.
Yeah, I know. That's nice. That's up Sparrow Lake.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, well, off season nice activity. Yeah, it is.
Really. It's even better that it's got big lookers like that in there.
Yeah. And then off season we have Cedars.
Nice. This is the Marine Railway.
Big Chute. Yeah,
yeah,
we're going over the Big Chute. Yeah. So we're on the Trent. So from our cottage we can go like to Georgian Bay for the day on the Sea-Doos.
Love that.
Yeah.
And I love that you just park it on the like you're in the water.
Yeah.
And the water
and then you're not.
Yeah. You're in the water and you're not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool. That's something I'd like to try. If not, I'll just do on my boat, you know. So
it is a cool.
So that's our team page that we made, but we just need to fit another one on there now, Harry.
Exactly.
Yeah. Look, there's a spot.
Yeah.
There's
fit
a
you
spot.
On there.
Awesome. Is this on Facebook if people want to follow you?
Yeah, it's on Facebook. It's also if you go to the Kelly Shires. Kelly Shire's website. You can get to our team page from there.
Right on.
Yeah.
Perfect. I know a guy that can do a logo for you. So
okay.
Get a nice little logo
nice.
On there.
That was just Rachel's handy skills.
That's right. Yeah. So they had a. This is downtown Grimsby. There was a ladies' shopping night.
Oh,
so
cool.
We went down there. We set up a table. We had a. Took some donations and we made up some handouts, and we did a lot of awareness about Kelly Shires Foundation. A lot of people, as you said, hadn't even heard of them. And a lot of people were really interested on like what it's about. So we raised a couple hundred dollars, but we raised a lot of awareness too, which was our goal.
Yeah.
So
when you're on the street like that, do you meet other snowmobilers, or is it just people, you must hear stories of people touched with cancer.
Yeah, that's what it was about this. This was a lady shopping night. The store we were in front of was my motorcycle shop. They let us, use their area there and super supportive of us, you know, trying to help us get our information out as well, which was great. Simply Moto in Grimsby. And we just talked to a lot of people. Everybody who went by on this lady shopping night stopped and talked to us. So
there's quite a few women who were like, "Oh yeah, I actually have breast cancer. Of course, I'll support you." And then they were saying, "I've never heard about this foundation. This would have been wonderful to have known about this foundation." So mm-hmm. just getting the name out in our small town was beneficial to us. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Kelly Shires is ATVing in the summer, and
yes.
it's snowmobiling in the winter. So it's something that we need to build the awareness up,
mm-hmm.
you know, all year long.
Yes, absolutely.
It's a good cause, and it's
the fact that it's, I believe it's the only thing in Canada that is an all-women cancer fundraiser is really cool.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And I think that's what Kelly would want, right?
Yes.
So, did people know what snowmobiles were when you talked to them, or is it totally foreign to them?
Well, the next shot, they had a Moonlight Madness a couple of weeks ago. So the guys actually got my sled down. We parked it on the street. So, yeah.
Was there lots of people sitting on it?
But it wasn't that busy. So it was, you know, but there was a few people came by and a few kids. And, you know, it certainly got a lot of looks, you know, having a sled sitting there in
Grimsby. That is cool.
So, yeah. That's the same night.
When Jeff said that you work the street, I didn't know what you're talking about.
Easy.
Yeah.
This is a great shot because you see the traffic in the background.
Yeah.
We have a snowmobile parked out by the street.
Yeah.
And your friends at the table fundraising. So that's really cool. Yeah. The pink snow. Did you take the lamp or is that decorated for? Was that there?
No, that was there. Yeah, they've got some decorations in town. So
that's awesome. Good work. And where are you at fundraising wise for the team dollar value right now?
I think we're over 4,000.
Oh, so you're almost there too,
so
right?
We're getting there.
You need 1250 minimum to go in.
Person,
great. Yeah,
we're at $2,500 right now.
Are you? We got 2 weeks left.
Awesome.
We're going to go through those prizes next. So, we can do it from this device as well. So there we go. So, this is great. Was this a party?
This was actually at the Grimsby Legion. We helped them do their meat draw as a fundraiser for us.
Oh,
so.
Nice.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. That's
a great
idea. Cool.
Yeah, they with each meat draw, they donate $500. So we've done two meat draws with them. Yeah.
Excellent. And then go from left to right and just introduce the team here because there is two that aren't here tonight. So.
Yeah. So on the end is Marcy. On the end is Marcy, who's here, and then myself, Shannon. And then Lori is in the middle. That's my sister-in-law. And then Mary, and then Rachel is on the end, and she's not here as well tonight.
Nice.
Yeah.
Perfect. And what other stuff you got planned for the year? Now, I mean, after this, we'll need anything, but what else have you got other events planned over?
We have another meet draw in January that the Legion has asked us to do, so we graciously said yes, we will come.
Excellent.
And the meat draw. And then we were just kind of playing it by we're gauging what we need to fundraise for before our next cause, before we figure out what next. So.
Did you have a goal in mind that you want to reach 6,000?
Well, I think when we first started, we were like, oh, wow, like, how are we going to reach $6,000? So we were like, okay, let's just get the minimum. But now as time's going on and we're like, well, that 4,000, it's only December, so let's see how much we can actually get to give to this wonderful cause. So
absolutely, yeah, it's amazing how it adds up.
It is.
Yep.
Oh, this
we
is
here.
Wow, this is where was wow? Where was this?
Yeah,
this
that's
was,
Shannon, Sam, and my family.
Yeah,
and
right on.
That was I think here's on the bottom there, Gary. Was it 2009?
Yeah,
nine.
Yeah,
January
so that's Apsley near Bancroft.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
That was
beautiful.
Yeah.
That's where I ride the shoes.
So our cottage is in Barry's Bay. And funny story, we went and we didn't have a proper wood stove, and it was probably the coldest winter. And as you can see, my little guys were very little at the time. I think Brandon might have been three. So we were freezing, and Jeff and Mary and the boys were in Bancroft. So Mike had talked to Jeff, and Jeff's like, well, the Best Western has one room left if you want it. And I'm like, you tell Jeff to get that room.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then that day we rode, it was probably one of the nicest weather-wise. Brandon, I think, slept pretty much the whole day in front of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hit the kill switch a few times.
Yeah. That's awesome. That was fun. That's fun.
That's awesome. Yeah, Corey Brock always falls asleep in front of me as well, you know, when we double ride.
I'm over here.
This is the ice cave, I take it?
Yeah, that's at the ice cave.
Nice. Another great spot.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot of great local, easy to ride, like especially new riders.
Yeah.
This just shows you, aside from Cochrane, you don't have to go far for great snowmobiling, right? We're fortunate to have that Halliburton or Muskoka or wherever you're going, right?
Yeah.
What's your favorite place to eat when you're on the trails? Have you got a favorite haunt?
I really like riding to Spectacle Lake Lodge from our cottage. It's nice. The Willow Tavern.
Yeah.
Up in that area, that's where we're from, but.
And Spectacle, you could get Spectacle Lake, Sherry, in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm sure of it. Yeah. From Halliburton. Yeah.
That's a
duplicate picture. It's okay. This is what we do.
There's my mono suit, my brand new mono suit.
Nice.
That's just at our cottage. That's just.
Cool. And there's a Polaris.
Yes.
Take it easy on her. She's new.
Pretend that's a mistake.
That's right. The switchback where they're trying to copy the rev, the beaver tail, and they almost got it, but
yeah. I think that was on our trip to Petawawa.
That's Peter Bancroft.
Yeah, that's just up by our cottage. That's Rachel and Lori that aren't here. That's them in the picture as well.
Oh, cool.
And do they rev just as much?
Yes. Rachel, not so much. Okay. Rachel just started, but Lori rides a lot and she started probably about 5 years ago when they bought their cottage.
Okay. A lot of people end up, like you, buy a cottage, and then they want to obviously find activities, and sledding is obviously a top of the list. Because it makes the winter go so fast.
It does.
You know, people that complain about winter being cold and this and that, when you get into, I don't care if it's snowmobiling or skiing, but it just makes it such a much better experience. And you come out, and then when the spring comes in, and it's all different sports, but it makes winter the best, for sure.
Oh, right on. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I would say in the last 3 years, like, we used to trailer and go to all different places, but then when COVID hit, that's kind of when we just... We're like, we'll just drive the trailer up, leave it at the cottage, leave the sleds at the cottage, and just go day trips out from the cottage. So the last 3 years, that's kind of what we've done. And then what we did, Petawawa, the little loop we left from our cottage, though.
Yeah.
Cool. Have you done the big loop, the Raptor?
I have not. That's my bucket list.
I did that.
Yeah.
That was your pivot, I think, wasn't it?
Yes,
Sherry?
Yes.
Sherry did the Raptor last year, and that's where I noticed a change in her. Tell us about it.
You know, I learned a lot. I think that's pretty much it. I mean, as the kilometers go by, you learn more and more. How much you can take, how much you can rely on your GPS, how much, you know, and I think, again, out of all the pictures even that we put on, like, when I'm looking at your pictures, I'm like, oh yeah, that was great. We can see this, we can do that. And those, the ice formations, and just, I think I followed, is it the,
was the military? Or
the military. To me, I was, because I'm like steering and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, all these sleds are exactly the same. I'm squinting and I'm getting up closer. I'm like, oh, and they're all in there. Camouflage outfits. I got so excited. I'm thinking they're thinking I'm crazy, because I'm like, oh my gosh, can I take a picture with you guys? And they're like, no, but we can't stop you if you decide to take a picture right now. And
that's
I'm like,
awesome. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's one of the best pictures I've seen too. It's amazing.
It was just absolutely amazing.
But that's a part of snowmobiling. It's so unexpected, happenstance, and boom, there there you are, and you have 40 military sleds lined up. And very cool.
It was very cool.
I love it. Yep. But yeah, like I said, that was a pivot for sure. That's a great photo.
That's in the background of that photo. You can't tell, but that's Tom's lookout.
Like, that's right by our cottage, and if we can actually see it from the lake. I think in one of the next pictures, you can see. I think there's better.
Is that it? They're not in order, right?
No, I think that's on the lake. Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. I think that's just on the lake. Yeah. Yeah, there might be one.
There'll be more.
Yeah.
Everyone's always spot on, eh? Even there.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That was your first. That was your first ride.
Right on.
Yeah, that was fun.
That's cool. How far did you go last year? How many kilometers?
Not far.
Like, you went out a couple times. A
couple times. That was it.
Yeah.
Maybe what? 250
kilometers. That's all right. For the first year, like, my wife didn't do that. Like she took it easy and probably. You know, did 100 or whatever last year, but she's already talking about doing more this year. But it's like you said, baby steps, yeah. Right? You don't want to. We tried to go to Dorset Tower and we're almost there. And she goes, I think I'm ready to turn around because she knew how far she had to go home. And my mind was thinking, we're almost there. You should keep going. And I went, no, let's turn around. So we did.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll get there this year, I know for sure. So yeah, it's pretty neat. So.
Yeah. Yeah, just take it easy and away you go. That's a good view back there.
No, I'm trying to see that. No, that's not Tom's lookout. That's the other. I don't even know where the name of it was off by our cottage. It was that other lookout that we went to. I forget the name of it now. But, that's just
another happy group.
Yes, that's after Mary came back or Marcy came back successfully. was her first ride back. Yeah. Yeah, she's like, I made it.
The bumper was still straight. Everything was
Yeah, but I was giving her a hug. Good job, kid.
Yeah. That's awesome. How did they have to talk you into getting into snowmobiles, or how?
No, I was a passenger on my husband's for a while.
Yeah,
but I just decided it was time.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So, being my age and trying something new, it was an experience. It wasn't as bad as what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Right?
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think it's just because, like, we have an ATV, and I've driven that. I've always been on the back of motorcycles. I enjoy all that stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
ATVing is a different animal, though. Like,
it is.
The snowmobiling is more stable, I think.
Yeah.
What's your opinion on that?
It is snowmobiling is more stable, and it's a lot softer landing if you do have to bail. Right?
Yeah. The rocks are covered in 5 feet of snow,
exactly.
So you're safe, right? No, that's good.
Yeah, that's just a beautiful.
Great. Yeah, look at this. Snow on the trees.
Yeah, that's just a trail picture. That's beautiful.
I want to go now.
I can't wait. I know. This
I know.
Amazing.
And yeah. That's Rachel with her new sled, which is also
pink. I love it.
It's actually red, but
is it red?
Yeah, okay. It's red and white.
Excellent.
And she's very new to the sport as well.
She can't wait.
Tobias Skidoo.
Yeah.
Is that what you got to say that?
That's Lori, who's not here. She's in Florida, and that's her machine and my brother's machine.
Nice.
Yeah.
Those are four strokes.
Yes, yeah. They are. Yeah, nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, her
very
machine
fast,
is.
She's a hauler too, is she?
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. And that looks pink, but it's actually red.
It's red and like cranberry color. Yeah. It's a different color scheme.
Yeah,
it's probably faded.
No, it's the phone. The phone is probably faded.
Yeah, that's it. It's faded. There's Tom's lookout.
Oh yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So our lake is at the bottom of Tom's lookout, so we can see see it from our cottage. And it's a really short ride to get up to the top there, but it's beautiful.
And that's the trail, is it? The old Pessy Trail? Is that like a...
You just veer off. It comes from the trail, and then you go up to Tom's Lookout. Oh, but okay. You can ride right up to it. Yeah,
it's beautiful. It's not like a secret haunt.
No. It's well signed along the trail.
Nice. That's a nice thing about the Halliburton area and all that. Bancroft and lots of lookouts and places like that. So.
And that's Rachel getting familiar with her new sled.
Nice.
And she, too, she was very timid when she started. And we kind of said to her, just get on the lake and get comfortable with it, because then you'll realize that it's not that scary. Yeah. So
run the brakes.
And
groom trails is the key, right? Yes. We rode fields, and it's not a good place to learn. It's the groom trails makes a world of difference, especially on the newer machines that are set up for that, right?
Yeah, the trails by our cottage are beautiful. They're wide, and they're nice trails. Yeah. They're good for.
Yeah, that's.
And they're not overly busy either, which is nice.
Are you a weekend rider, or you ride during the week?
Weekends.
Yeah. So there you go. If it's not busy on weekends, that's really good to know.
Yeah.
In Muskoka, you get some weekends that you wish you weren't there.
Yes.
You know, in most cases, it's it's good. This is kind of neat. Curling.
Yes, curling. So my husband made these curling rocks. And then he cleared a big part of the lake, and he spray painted a curling ring. And this is what we do when we come home from snowmobiling: is we go on the lake and curl.
That's awesome. Are those like stainless steel bowls?
Yes, they're bowls. And he took the top part is the boys' old shooting pad for their hockey pucks.
Yeah,
and then.
That's pretty wild.
He filled them with pea gravel, so they weigh about, I don't know, 12 to 15 pounds. It's a lot of fun.
Regulation weight.
Yeah.
No, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. Ever cool.
That's so Canadian.
Yeah. Right? I know. This is what we do in our spare time after we're done snowmobiling.
I love that.
There's a couple more pictures of the lake up there.
Oh, there's a perf shop. The sled's behind it.
Yeah. Lots.
When you go riding, are you going the whole day and coming back in the dark, or this?
No. So we usually come back. We aim to be back around 3-ish, and then we curl and we make dinner. And because it's usually all couples, so.
Yeah.
When the guys want to go for a harder ride some weekends, we stay home. But, for the most part, that's how we get out at like 9 in the morning and back by 3.
Excellent.
Do any of you enjoy riding at night?
I myself don't. I don't really like riding at night. But I don't know. Have you ever tried riding at night?
I haven't tried yet.
I'm just saying that's probably my favorite as well. When I do leave work here on Saturdays, I don't normally get up into the forest until probably about 8.
By the time I take the sleds out of the trailer, we normally make a phone call to all of our friends that are in the forest. They'll meet us at base camp, and that's when we leave. We leave at 8. We normally try to hit as many warming huts as we possibly can in the forest at night, and we normally end up going back and going to sleep at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. But again, it's the same thing for me. For me, it's because I leave here work on Saturday. I don't get up there until dark. It's not a bad place to work.
I can't even give you one piece of coal.
But I do. No, because I enjoy working here.
I know you do.
I do. And I think that's why I stay. And then I go up there and I have a great Saturday night. I have a wonderful Saturday night. I've met so many great people up there all the time. And then you ride all night until, like I said, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Up the next morning, we normally spend a couple hours out there during the day, then pack up and come home. And it's just that little bit of extra time. But if you guys haven't night ridden, do yourself a favor. It's LED lovely. Lights. Oh, yes, absolutely.
With LED lights, it changes everything. I mean, but it is magical. It really is magical when you ride at night.
It's the thing when you're learning, I like about it, because you can see
other sleds coming, right? So you kind of know where in daylight, you don't really know what's over that next hill.
Yeah.
Where at night, you can actually see it. Unless someone's parked there, broke down or what have you, then you won't see them. But you can see everything. But what you do miss is the lookouts and the you know, the ever-changing vistas. Mary Lake is slightly less impactful at night, but it's still great. But yeah, you know what? It's a good mix of both. I love running at night, and then we go up to the cottage, and my son goes, turn the heat on, and my son goes, let's go for a rip. And we think we're going for a short rip, and we're actually in Dorset, but before you know it, and we come back, and the cottage is all warmed up, and we're good to go for the night. So yeah, it's night riding's great. Don't be afraid of doing it. You'll love it because you can see everything coming at you, especially when you're learning to ride. It's a good time to get out there, especially if you're worried about, oh, is someone going to come in my lane around? I think someone said that. Someone going to come in my lane around the corner. Well, you'll be able to see someone coming at you and prepare for it. So, yeah, it's pretty neat.
No, that's Lori. That's Lori on her new machine.
Perfect. Did she get that this year or, like, last season?
Last season, yeah.
You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to donate a logo to you guys and donate some stickers for each of your sleds with the logo on it. So you got it, okay?
Okay.
How's that?
Okay.
Put them on the windshields. We'll even let Jeff put one on his if he likes.
Awesome. Though that's at Tom's Lookout, all of our machines there.
To have that in your backyard or front yard or wherever it is, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a great shot too.
Yeah.
Where's that? The lake?
That's below? On our lake. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called Long Lake or Halfway Lake. It's got two names.
Why do they call it Halfway Lake? Are you halfway home from somewhere?
That's right. I don't know. Yeah. Depending on what map you look at, it's either called Long Lake or Halfway Lake. So.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Oh. That's Lori. Lori's a nurse at McMaster Children's Hospital. She
excellent.
She works labor and delivery. So that's what she does when she's not snowmobiling. She's delivering babies.
Oh, good for her. Thank you for your service there. That's excellent.
And she's watching.
Yes. Yeah, they're actually in Florida at my dad's house and they're watching. So
yeah, wishing it was snowing probably,
yes.
Right? So we had snow, if she doesn't know, we had snow last night. So it's looks like it's nice and white, like Christmas should be, right?
Yeah, and Rachel's in Mexico, I think, listening as well. So
nice, fui on those two,
right?
when we're trying to do this snow run thing. So I love this. Where's this?
So that's our cottage. So that's just a little after sledding. Après sledding type of thing. Fire, some drinks.
Love it.
Just hanging out. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Looks
line
great.
Up all sleds.
Yeah. I thought that was the Polaris sitting there, but it's just a campfire.
Ouch.
I wanted to say something else, but I out of respect for it.
Just text me what you want to say and I'll say it.
I'll edit it later.
Hey, this is the Gravenhurst Bridge.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
Is that Mary's picture?
Yeah.
You ride over there?
No, that I've ridden there before, but that's Mary's
picture. Yeah.
I love those bridges.
Yeah.
That's on Highway 11.
Yeah, I couldn't believe this one that you go under when you cross Gravenhurst. I didn't realize until a few years ago that it was actually built for OSC.
Yeah.
And they close it off in the summer, and that's your trail permit dollars going to work. Like,
yeah.
Hey, $150 or $200 for a permit, or whatever you're paying whenever you buy it. Try and build that for me for $200.
Yeah.
You know? Love it.
And that's out towards Tilsonburg.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, yeah. So we rode, I hadn't ridden in that area out that area until last year, and the trails were great. The guys, they do a great job. Like, a lot of it's different riding, you know,
is,
a lot of like farm fields
is,
and
yeah.
And it's a lot of fields and stuff, did you get down to the lake? Like, did you get down to Turkey Point at all point?
I didn't on that day, but I know the guys have ridden down there a couple of times. But it was a great riding experience. I mean, we could drive from home for the day and go, and they have so many different little clubhouses along the way, and they're all great. Like, they had fires going, they had Woodstock. It was a great day. Yeah. So it really something different.
A good point. You know, Mary Louise, there's a lot of people that think that in the imagination, where can I write this? The only thing they can think of is way, way up north.
You don't have to.
But you don't have to. There's some really good spots. Obviously, we're pretty close to the Hillsburg Stonemers near Aaron, which is about half hour, 40 minutes north of here.
Yeah.
So you can catch that, go all the way to Collingwood if you want to. But just down southwest from here, you know, Tillsonburg, their area where you are, you can catch from there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So obviously sometimes the snow quantity is limited and it's short-lived, but nonetheless, the trails are just as much fun.
I did over 1,000 kilometers. I think we did 1,400 kilometers, New Dundee area.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
These trails that you were looking at right here last year, and our cottage didn't have the snow we had here.
Yeah, so they got more snow than
we did. Yeah. Last year was an anomaly, but, I mean, we took advantage of it. So the one day we drove from basically our back door 407 kilometers to Durham and back, and it was amazing. And to think you could do that in southwestern Ontario is pretty crazy. But don't ever check your OFSC ITG app. And if the trails are yellow in this area, you're going to have great riding, you know. But again, it's crazy to see the pictures. You're not showing like the dream once in a lifetime trips here. You're showing riding that anybody can do any weekend of the year, any night of the year. You can hop on your sled and go. I think it's great.
Yeah, because that's Orillia District. That one.
Yeah.
And the locals put out just in this field a whole bunch of scopa chairs.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah.
That's
can awesome. Stop right on the trail
that
and
so cool.
sit.
There's
chat.
A propane tank.
I know.
A
there's
heat,
there was
on.
A heater added this last past year. Yeah. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I was riding it, and it was somewhere near, it was Stratford area, that type of thing, like maybe a little bit more north. I'm trying to think of it. Brussels is the area, and we come through this farm, and there's a huge clubhouse. Like, it's a massive clubhouse, and there's a few sleds at it. So we walked in just to think it was a warming hut. It was a private farmer's place, and he let snowmobilers use it. It's right on the trail. But they're having a big gathering in there, and it was a buck and doe, stag and doe type thing. It was an afternoon event. It was like on a Sunday. And we walked in. They said, stay, and talk. And the bride-to-be and the groom are in there and all the family and everything. And they invited us back. It was the wedding was like the next weekend, and it was there. And they invited us back, but unfortunately, we had rains. So we didn't get back, and they're going, you got to come, you know, open bar, and blah, blah, blah. It's like, it was a lot of fun, but we ended up going back because the weather turned. And like Jean-Luc said, it's when you can ride it, you have an X number of days a year, and you get out there and enjoy it. But it's things like these you have to stop at, even if it's for 5 minutes.
Exactly.
You know? You probably would have... You could drive past that and go, what is that?
Yep.
You know, and away you go. So that's all the pictures we're able to show right now due to the technology. But get in there. I'm just going to swing that over like that. Perfect. So I'm going to go back on the chats and see if we missed anything. If anyone has any questions, and then what we'll do is we'll call up the auction and have a look at some of the things to be awarded and see where we go from there. So if you have any questions, by all means, put them in the chat here, and we'll get to them. So I see my old sled, Wisco says. Bobby O makes a point about riding at night. He says, I 100% I love shutting off the machines and the headlights and looking up in the sky, because the sky, you see satellites, you see everything in the sky.
Absolutely.
It's pretty crazy. Yep. Yeah, for sure.
Go out onto the lake and just stop.
Yeah. Greg Kelly was talking about the Arctic Cat and the Sidewinder. She's got a big sled for sure. That's cool curling, Uncle Buck says. He'd love that. Uncle Buck, you got to make some curling blocks for us, will you? Yeah, so, no, we're getting lots. Everybody's talking about it in the chat. So, yep. But
Buck says hi to Sherry.
Hi, oh, Corey. Perfect.
Where's Shannon?
I know, Shannon's not on the show.
The Willow Tavern Skitter Burger.
Yeah.
You know that one?
Yeah.
Greg Kelly says the Wilno Tavern Sledder Burger. The trails around Barry's Bay are so nice, Corey says. And Barry Bay is my hometown, Greg Kelly says. So that's pretty cool. But, yeah, let's go on, and we're gonna call up the auction here now. Do you guys have anything else, any comments or anything else to say say about what we've been talking about tonight and that kind of thing?
I just would encourage anybody like wants more information about the Kelly Showers Foundation to go on their website. There's contact numbers there to contact the foundation if you have any questions. It's not too late to register. If there's any women out there who are sitting on the fence, come out and join us. We're first-time participants, and so far it's been an awesome experience to be involved with them. There's a spot for every level of rider, so you don't have to be nervous. And all the women that we've met involved in it so far have been awesome. So great cause.
Yes.
And it's just nice to meet a lot of like-minded women.
And again, the Facebook group that you have, if people want to follow you and follow your adventures and see a post pitch of rides, that day would be really cool too.
Yeah.
Right? So. Yeah. It is the Tracks for Racks.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll give you a link. We can post after the fact, maybe.
Yeah, sure. I'll put it in the comments and in the video description. That'd be great. Mm-hmm. And away we go. So, yeah, perfect. But we're going to take a look at some of the auction prizes here from our generous donors. And starting with the Mini Z from Energy Power Sports. But if you want to donate, you can click the link in this as well. You can donate direct to Kelly Shires. You can donate direct to Tracks for Racks. But if you donate here, you can do that right now. And if you don't want to bid on any prizes, you want to do a little bit extra, just put it right in there and away we go. But I'm going to try and find these auction items. Hopefully they'll show up. I'm on a phone, so I'm not really. So here we are. We got the Mini Z, it's a 200cc. It's worth $7,000 plus tax. We're at $2,500 on that right now. That's a steal. Someone walks away with that. B2 Stinger LEDs we got there. I'll bid starting at $1 on these things as well. There's the Curve Industries, the B2 Stingers, motojungle.ca. Curve Industries, they donated the excess ski here. As you see, we got $1 bid on those. XTX belts, courtesy of Daco Power. They were really generous with donations, and they've given us 10 belts to give away. All these, with the exception of the Mini Z, include shipping to you, Canada or U.S. And when it's something like the Curve skis or the Daco belts or the B2 Stingers, they're sled specific. So you can pick your snowmobile that you need to fit them to, and we'll make sure the right ones out to you. And away you go. But we have 10 Daco XTX, which is their premium line of belts. They've got the CTXs, which is their ultimate belt. But the XTX was the king of the trail prior to the CTX coming out. But you can see here we got lots of belts. Only $1 bid on those right now. DSG Outerwear. This is Amy Gregario. She's also a Kelly Shires rider and helps out organize the event as well. She's donated the DSG Performance Fleece, and she's also given us a camouflage roller bag. You can see it here. It's at $41.
We got the $150 U.S. Fast Track Snowmobile Traction Card, so you can go on their website, use the coupon code, and you can buy whatever you want there that fits your machine. Uclear Digital's come through again with a Motion Infinity Bluetooth helmet audio system. It's only $36 the auction right now, and that thing worth $250. And then we got some Oni Sessions wear, courtesy of Snowmobile Sessions. We've got the only Sessions hoodie. It's an Only Fans parody, and we got the Only Sessions T-shirt here. And then you'll see we got a Tech Ride Freestyle Tech Fest also up for grabs. There'll be more prizes added as we get them if they come up. And if you want to donate a prize, by all means, just shoot me an email, gary@mudbrats.com, and we can add any prize you want to donate to the auction, and we can give your company credit for it. Or if you want to donate cash, you can click the link at snowballsessions.com, donate funds to the charity. It gets to be a lot of fun. This is just starting out, our first night. We've been an hour with it. We've already raised some great money, as you can see here. And let's keep it going and get the infighting going on social media, because that was the funnest part last year. John Luke and I were talking about that, is all the fighting over the DSG stuff last year and the Ski-Doo products. I'm sure the Mini-Z gonna make a lot of frenemies, as that thing unfolds and people start outbidding themselves on that. So, but thank you everybody for your patronage on this and your support, and thank you ladies for doing the ride. We really appreciate it. My wife really appreciates it, and we'll look forward to hearing about your escapades and your training regiments. Are we talking about push-ups, crunches, burpees? What are we doing here? What are you doing to get ready for the show, for the event? We'll be taking, Marcy out and having to do laps and, mountain riding and, taking her to...
I don't think we're going to, cracking a new app or anything, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's the first weekend in February, so we'll have a few weekends under our belt by the time the weekend rolls around, so that's good. Get out there and blow the cobwebs away, kind of thing. So
now, do you guys know how to change a belt on a sled, or do you do any service like that? Do you know the bare minimums of what happens on the trail? Should we actually open up a side panel and get you to take a belt off right now and show you how to do that? I bet you Jeff doesn't even know how to take a belt off.
Oh,
do you think?
No, he
yeah. So. I think Polaris, they just come with 10 belts anyway. Right? I know the Arctic Cab does,
We take trades.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, maybe they could trade up for the event, it might be the time. So, but no, I thank you guys for your time tonight, and by all means, check out the auction that's going online at snowmobilesessions.com. Did you have any parting words, John Luke?
I want to thank you for coming down and host the event live from Energy. That's very meaningful. Thank you, Jeff, who's behind right now. He's actually the one who was a spark. He came in one day. Jeff comes in, and maybe you don't know this, Mary, but he's here about every day of the week.
That's awesome.
I know, John Luke. So I know.
He's a credit card bill.
There you go.
Yeah.
He asked me, he said, would you want to participate in something like this? And I had a friend who was riding that event for a number of years. Unfortunately, he passed away last spring. And do the same thing. So she was one of those people who was affected by it. Great lady, but she believed in the cause. And my mom's had breast cancer. My stepmom has it right now. My aunt has it. So it's been very, very tough around my family. So when the opportunity came about, it just made sense for us to partake in it and participate. So hats off to you guys. And it's great that Sherry will be able to join you.
Woo!
I will tell you,
she might just pass.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to be on the mock's head. Yeah. Yeah, there we go. That's it.
David's beat. Okay, sorry. You're just saying mine this week.
That's right. Exactly. Again,
thank you very much for it. You know that stuff. It's pretty awesome.
Well, and thank you for the generous prize, the Mini-Z. That was a... a shock. I mean, that's so generous and such a neat thing to give away. I think it's another snowmobile session first, you know. So, well, good luck, everybody. And you guys ever want to come in throughout the season and talk about before the event, you know, you need an extra ramp up or extra motivation, then by all means, let me know and I'll get you on the show, even if it's just to pop in to say hi and let us know how you've been doing and where it's all going, and we'll go from there. But I just want to see if anyone's saying anything in the chat. So good night, everyone. Ghouli says he usually goes out there. So, yeah, stock plugs and a spare belt. That's what they say you got to do. So, yeah. Corey won the ruler bag from DSG last season. It's an awesome bag. So, oh, yeah. So, anyway, that's great. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight. We'll cut this podcast short. Do you have any parting words to say?
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate all your
support. A great big thank you for everything, having us and all of your support.
Yeah, it's an honor to be here, and we watch you all the time at home.
I love hearing that. That's great.
It's really great. It's a good cause, and we're just so thrilled that you're behind us and you're generous.
Oh, 100%. 100%. You got it. Like John Luke and I chatted about a week ago, and I know it's short notice, and I said, can you get them in? And he goes, well, I'll see what we can do. And the next day he said, yep, we'll have three, and we're going right on. So, no, we were right in this 100% right from day one. So, yeah, I'm glad we have the faces to put the funds to, and you know, it's going to be a great, great auction, and I can't wait to see it unfold. It's going to be crazy. So, thank you again. So, and we'll get to hear how Sherry does through the whole thing as well. So, but I'll roll the credits here, and thank you everybody for tuning in, keeping the chat alive, and we'll see you next Monday night. It's a journey for